Welcome back, everybody. Today we're doing a deep dive into a story that really caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's about this homeowner from California, Sally,
Okay.
who's on the verge of a big life change and looking at real estate in Boston.
Interesting.
And what makes it even more interesting is we're getting this story through a real estate blog post.
Ah.
It's a pretty unique way to learn about somebody's journey, I'd say.
Yeah, it definitely adds an interesting layer to this deep dive.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like we're putting together a puzzle, you know,
Right.
using clues from Sally's personal life and the Boston real estate market.
That's a great way to put it, a puzzle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's start with that puzzle.
Okay.
What do we know about Sally's situation? The blog post mentions she's had a string of misfortunes lately.
Oh, no.
Like losing her condo in the Palisades fire.
Oh, wow.
Which was a devastating wildfire that hit California.
Right.
And then she lost her job because of advancements in AI.
Oh, geez.
And then on top of all that, she's going through a divorce.
That's a lot to handle.
It really is.
I mean, in such a short time period, too.
Yeah.
Studies have shown that people who move after big life changes, often they want a sense of community and stability in their new place.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know, after going through so much upheaval.
Right.
Having a supportive network and a place where you feel grounded can be so valuable.
That's a really good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing all that Sally's been through,
yeah,
it's not a surprise that she wants a fresh start.
Right.
And she's chosen Boston as her destination.
Wow.
In fact, as we speak, she's on JetBlue Flight 300 about to leave for Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a...
Adds a real sense of immediacy to her story.
It does. It's like
right.
We're following her journey in real time.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It makes you wonder what drew her to Boston specifically. I mean, it's a world away from California,
right?
Geographically and culturally. Do you think it's new job opportunities?
Maybe.
Or the historical charm?
Possibly.
The academic vibe.
I mean, those are definitely all possibilities,
okay.
Especially in 2025.
Yeah.
Boston is a hub for a lot of different industries.
Right.
Like tech and healthcare.
Yeah.
Which, you know, could be attractive to somebody rebuilding their career.
Absolutely.
And plus, Boston has always drawn people who are looking for a fresh start, a new chapter in their life.
Right.
And let's not forget the history.
Yeah.
I mean, Beacon Hill,
yeah,
where this blog post is focusing on the real estate, is one of the oldest and most picturesque neighborhoods in Boston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's known for its connection to the American Revolution.
Interesting.
And all those charming brownstones.
Yeah.
Know? It's a place just steeped in history.
Okay.
So that might appeal to somebody who's looking for permanence and stability.
That makes sense.
Right.
You've painted quite a picture of Beacon Hill.
Wow.
It sounds like a place with a lot of character.
It is.
But the blog post also mentioned something else. All Beacon Hill apartments with reduced fees for 2025.
Hmm. Now that's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, reduced fees aren't that common in a place like Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
Especially when housing markets are so competitive.
Exactly.
It really suggests something unique is happening in Boston in 2025.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So we've got Sally looking for a fresh start after these setbacks.
Uh-huh.
And we've got this unique situation in Boston where apartments in a desirable neighborhood,
right,
like Beacon Hill, are suddenly more affordable.
Yeah, it's almost like the puzzle pieces are coming together.
Right.
But there are still some missing gaps.
Okay.
We know Sally's past, and we have a glimpse of what's happening in Boston,
mm-hmm.
but we're missing a piece.
What's that?
What exactly is she looking for in a new home?
And that leads us perfectly into the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We need to understand Beacon Hill a little better.
Right.
Especially what kind of apartments are available and at what prices.
Yeah. Maybe they will get more clues about what Sally wants. Okay.
All right. So let's do that after the break. So we've got this fascinating backdrop of Beacon Hill in 2025 with reduced fees, which is not something you typically expect in such a prime location.
No, not at all. It suggests a shift in the market dynamics.
Okay.
You know, perhaps influenced by things like remote work trends or economic fluctuations.
Yeah.
Remember, 2025 is still a mystery to us in terms of its overall economic climate.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into the specifics of these Beacon Hill listings.
Okay.
The blog post mentions a variety of options,
mm-hmm.
from studios to two-bedroom apartments,
right.
which suggests a diverse range of potential renters.
Exactly. And the price points also vary considerably.
Yeah.
Even with the reduced fees.
Yeah.
We see listings for studios starting around $2,500, while a two-bedroom apartment on Charles Street,
wow,
one of Beacon Hill's most iconic streets, is listed for $8,000, even with the discount.
Wow, that's quite a range.
Yeah. It
makes you wonder what kind of budget Sally might be working with. Did she receive any insurance money from the fire?
I don't know.
Did the divorce settlement impact her finances?
Those are all valid questions.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the blog post doesn't delve into Sally's finances.
Right.
But, you know, based on the diversity of listings,
okay,
we can assume that Beacon Hill, even with its prestigious reputation,
yeah,
caters to a range of income levels, especially in this unique market environment of 2025.
Okay, so let's say Sally is looking for something comfortable but also mindful of her budget.
Okay.
What kind of place do you think she might be drawn to based on these listings?
Well, if affordability is a factor,
mm-hmm,
she might be considering a studio or a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
Several listings mentioned being fully furnished.
Right.
Which could be appealing to someone starting fresh in a new city.
Yeah, that's a great point. Especially after losing everything in the fire.
Right.
Having a furnished apartment could provide a sense of immediate comfort and stability.
Exactly. It's like stepping into a ready-made home without the burden of starting from scratch.
I like that.
Yeah.
And Beacon Hill is known for its walkability.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Many listings highlight their proximity to parks, cafes, and shops.
Right.
Which, you know, could appeal to someone looking to integrate into a vibrant community.
Yeah.
This ties back to the idea that people relocating after significant life changes often seek out a sense of belonging and connection.
Yeah. As you're describing this, I'm starting to picture Sally.
Yeah.
Walking along Charles Street,
oh,
stopping for a coffee at a charming little cafe.
Yeah.
Maybe striking up a conversation with a local.
Right. It's a far cry from the trauma of the fire.
Yeah.
And the stress of the divorce.
Exactly.
It's a visual representation of that turning the page idea, mm-hmm, that the blog post title hinted at.
Right.
Beacon Hill's charming atmosphere and sense of community could offer a healing environment for someone looking to rebuild their life.
But we're still making a lot of assumptions about Sally's needs and priorities. This blog post, while insightful, is ultimately focused on showcasing Beacon Hill real estate,
right,
not on telling Sally's story in detail.
You're absolutely right. We need to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
We don't know her personal preferences,
okay,
her lifestyle,
right,
or even her occupation.
Yeah.
I mean, for all we know, she could be a freelance writer who thrives in solitude,
right,
and prioritizes a quiet space with lots of natural light.
Yeah.
Or she could be a social butterfly who craves a bustling neighborhood with tons of opportunities for social interaction.
That's a good reminder that even with all this information,
yeah,
there's still a lot we don't know.
Absolutely.
But that's also what makes this deep dive so intriguing.
It is. It's like we're detectives.
Right.
Piecing together clues, trying to understand the human story behind the data points.
Exactly. And speaking of data points,
yeah,
the blog post provides some interesting insights into lease terms.
Oh, okay.
Some listings offer flexible short-term rentals,
mm-hmm,
while others require a year-long commitment.
Right.
This could give us some clues about the type of renter each apartment is targeting.
That's a great observation.
Yeah.
If Sally is still hesitant about settling in Boston permanently,
yeah,
she might be more inclined towards a short-term rental.
Right.
It would give her the flexibility to explore other neighborhoods,
mm-hmm,
or even other cities if Beacon Hill doesn't feel like the right fit.
I see.
On the other hand, if she's looking for a sense of permanency and commitment,
okay,
a year-long lease could be a better option.
Right.
It shows a willingness to put down roots and become part of the Beacon Hill community.
It's all about finding that balance between flexibility and commitment.
Exactly.
And it probably depends a lot on Sally's personality,
uh-huh,
and how she approaches major life decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Is she cautious? Methodical,
right,
or more impulsive and spontaneous?
Yeah, we just don't have enough information to say for sure.
Right.
That's the beauty of this deep dive.
Okay.
It's not about getting definitive answers. It's more about exploring the complexities of a situation.
Okay.
Considering different perspectives.
Right.
We're using the information available to us.
Yeah.
The blog post, the real estate listings, our knowledge of human behavior.
Right.
To weave a narrative, even if that narrative remains open-ended.
So as we move into the final part of our deep dive, let's bring all of this together.
Right.
We have Sally looking for a fresh start after a series of challenging events.
Mm-hmm.
We have Beacon Hill, a charming and historic neighborhood with a unique real estate landscape in 2025.
Right.
And we have these listings,
yeah,
each with its own set of features, amenities, and price points.
Uh-huh.
The question is,
yeah,
can we connect the dots and make an educated guess about what type of apartment might appeal to someone in Sally's situation?
Let's find out.
All right, so let's try and put all these pieces of this puzzle together.
Okay.
We've got Sally, we've got Beacon Hill.
Uh-huh.
We've got this unique snapshot of the 2025 real estate market.
Right.
What kind of apartment do you think would be the best fit for her?
Well, it's tough to say for certain.
Yeah.
You know, without knowing more about Sally's specific needs and preferences.
Right.
But if I had to guess, I'd say she's probably looking for a place that offers,
yeah,
you know, a balance of comfort, affordability, and a sense of community.
Yeah. I think that's a reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
We know she's going through a lot.
Right.
So a sense of belonging and connection could be really important for her right now.
Absolutely. And remember, studies have shown,
yeah,
that people who move after big life changes often want stability and community in their new place.
Right. Makes sense.
It's about finding a place where you feel grounded and supported,
mm-hmm,
as you rebuild your life.
So maybe a one-bedroom apartment in a well-maintained building,
yeah,
with some shared amenities like a courtyard or rooftop deck.
Yeah, that sounds like a good possibility.
Okay.
You know, it offers a balance between privacy and social interaction.
Right.
Plus, a lot of the listings we've seen in Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
They highlight being close to parks, cafes, and shops.
Right.
Which would let Sally connect with her new surroundings.
And let's not forget about the fully furnished aspect we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Moving into a place that's already set up.
Yeah.
Could be a huge relief for someone starting fresh.
Absolutely. It takes away the stress and expense of furnishing a new apartment.
Yeah.
Which could be really appealing to someone who lost their belongings in a fire.
So we're picturing a cozy one bedroom, possibly furnished, in a walkable location.
Right.
Close to amenities.
Yeah.
With opportunities for social interaction.
Exactly.
Does that sound about right?
I think that's very plausible.
Okay.
Based on what we know.
Yeah.
But of course, Sally's actual apartment search,
mm-hmm,
could take her in completely different directions.
Right.
Maybe she'll fall in love with a studio with exposed brick walls and huge windows.
Hey.
Or maybe she'll want a bigger space for a home office.
Okay.
We can't predict everything she'll do,
mm-hmm,
but at least this deep dive has given us a way to understand,
yeah,
the things that might be influencing her choices.
And that's what makes this so fascinating.
It is.
We started with a real estate blog post.
Oh, yeah, no, right?
But we ended up exploring human behavior,
uh-huh,
the impact of major life events,
mm-hmm,
and the connections we form with the places we call home.
It's a reminder that even topics like real estate,
right,
are really about people and their stories.
Absolutely. And those stories are often full of surprises, twists and turns that we can't always predict.
Very true.
Well said. So as we wrap up this episode,
okay,
we want to leave you with a final thought.
Right.
Imagine you're Sally.
Okay.
You've landed in Boston.
Uh-huh.
You're standing on a cobblestone street in Beacon Hill.
All right.
You're holding a sack of apartment listings.
Right.
What are you feeling? Mm-hmm. What are your priorities?
Good question.
What are you hoping to find in your new home?
We encourage you to think about that, to reflect on everything we've talked about,
mm-hmm,
and to consider all the different things that shape our choices about where we live.
In a world that's always changing.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Sally's story and the Boston real estate market.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.